Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota lawmakers haven't agreed on much this legislative session. Carleton College analyst Steve Scheer says a bonding bill for infrastructure projects could get bipartisan support.
Both Republicans and Democrats have talked favorably about it. The problem is, how big is the bill? What projects are in it? The Senate Democratic chair wants to spend more than the governor does.
Scheer says House Republicans don't want to borrow as much as any of them. Governor Walz is proposing a $907 million bonding bill. A Mankato man is under arrest in connection with the death of his 10-month-old son last fall. Police say 26-year-old Omni Morningstar is jailed pending second-degree manslaughter charges in the death of Remington Morningstar. Officers found the boy not breathing on October 1st of 2025, and staff at Mayo Clinic Health System were unable to save him. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension assisted local investigators with the case. The success of Artemis II isn't just about reaching the moon, it's about inspiring the next generation to dream bigger and look farther than ever before. U of M aerospace engineering professor Ryan Caverly says the mission is moving along smoothly.
And the fact that, you know, the first time they put the crew on there and they did the countdown, it actually worked. That's what shocks me. I mean, I had no doubt that it was going to work. I've heard from people who work with the engineers at NASA and people I collaborate with. I mean, they're incredibly thorough in their job.
The Artemis II crew is scheduled to return to Earth on Friday, splashing down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego. In other headlines, a member of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee says year-round nationwide E15 negotiations are in a good place coming out of the April recess. Republican Representative Brad Finstead.
We've had a lot of good talks, a lot of good progress. Latest version of the E15 year-round legislation is in the legal counsel's office right now at the U.S. House lawyer's office. They're drafting the bill for us.
Finstead says small and medium-sized refiners are coming on board as talks continue. Minnesota's popular stream trout season opens Saturday, offering anglers quality fishing opportunities across every region of the state. Brook trout and splake fishing will also open on Lake Superior and its tributary streams. The DNR says anglers can find stream maps, fishing tips, and access information on its website. That's the latest from the newsroom. This is MNN.